After a bout of freezing weather here in London around Midori House, we thought we'd warm ourselves up by starting the show in Argentina, where a new trend is creeping through the capital. In the last few years, the closed-door restaurant has taken Buenos Aires by storm. Unmarked, often residential houses, they offer the diner a chance to try innovative, experimental pan-Latin cuisine. Attending is by reservation only, making the customer feel like they are enjoying a privileged experience strictly for those in the know. Monocle's Buenos Aires correspondent Ed Stocker went to find out why and where to go.
From the outside, you wouldn't know that this was a restaurant. There's a gate and some fencing covered with plants, but there's no actual signage out here.
Y Latina is one of the newest Puerta Cerradas closed-door restaurants. Located in a beautiful Paris-style building dating from the 1920s, in the Villa Crespo neighborhood, the restaurant opened 5 months ago. The cuisine mixes influences from Colombia and the Caribbean with Argentina.
The main idea of this closed-door restaurant concept, it's like to have a fixed menu. You don't have like a menu that you have with the main courses, dishes and desserts like in any restaurant that you can change almost every week or every month, and to work just with the reservations.
Bogotá-born Camilo Macias runs Y Latina with his brother Santiago.
So I don't know, if someone passes by this street and says, I don't know, this is a restaurant, it's like a nice house, you want to come in? No, if he doesn't have a reservation, he cannot come in.
The brothers originally ran an eatery under the same name in the southern resort town of Bariloche before moving to the capital. Their restaurant is slightly different to other closed-door places, as it's not their home. But working with reservations means knowing exactly how many covers to expect each day, cutting out the risk factor. Sean Katibi, a New Yorker in Buenos Aires for a business course, decided to give Y Latina a go after finding it on the internet.
I almost walked by the restaurant. I didn't see it from the street. And when I walked in, I did ring the doorbell because I almost didn't know it was a restaurant. And this is a tasting experience, so everything is very well timed so that you can enjoy each course, give yourself a break, have a new wine to accompany each course. No.
According to the owners, the restaurant draws a rough 50-50 split of locals and foreigners. With a five-course taster menu with wine costing 380 pesos, around 58 euros, top-end dining in the Argentine capital remains cheaper than in Europe or the US. The menu highlight when Monocle visits perfectly sums up the fusion cuisine Y Latina is all about. Patagonian lamb is served with a coffee, plantain and thyme reduction.
I think closer restaurants are so popular on Buenos Aires because there are lots of talented chefs here in the city who they don't want to spend like a lot of money and investing or constructing a restaurant, and it's easy for them to have a closer restaurant in their apartment or in their house. In our case it's different because we don't live here in the restaurant.
Restaurant owner Camilo.
But I think it's like a way to be more creative in the kitchen. You don't have to have a menu. You can change it every week or every month as you want.
At the other end of the closed-door spectrum is Casa Felix, a relative old-timer on the scene that opened 5 years ago. Unlike Y Latina, this is a restaurant that really is in a home. Husband and wife team Diego Felix, a local, and Sandra Ritten from the US have traveled the region, picking up culinary influences along the way, something they want to share with foodies in Buenos Aires. Diners eat in a stunning patio in their Chacarita residence. Their innovative menu focuses on fish and seasonal herbs, edible flowers and vegetables, many of which they grow themselves. Like Y Latina, they also offer a five-course menu which costs 320 pesos with wine pairing.
We're out in this wonderful outdoor space you have at the back of your house, which has got all sorts of different plants in it. Can you just talk us through what we have? Let's start over here in the corner, shall we?
Yeah, bueno, here we have tomatoes, we have some chives here on the corner, some purple beans. I have only one leek, but with this leek I can feed a lot of people because actually I use the flowers. Then you have over there a copete, that it's a kind of a South American flower. You have a sage. Sage are like very interesting because they are all around the world, but here in South America we have this kind of special sage, and I use the flowers. I call it like our living pantry, because this is how we get inspired.
So guys, welcome to our house. Come guys, I'm going to show you a little bit around.
Okay.
Closed-door restaurants in Argentina's capital are the perfect antidote to the meat-heavy diet that is the staple of the average Buenos Aires restaurant. They offer a real and exciting alternative. Anne Wallace is an American tourist who read about Casa Felix in a newspaper and decided to give it a try.
I love being in people's homes. There's something about being a tourist and yet being able to get behind the doors of where people live and to see what the insides of homes are like. I love food, I love to cook, and I have this fantasy always that I could invite tourists into my home to have dinner, and how would that happen? So there's a lot to learn being here, to sort of watch how this family makes it work, and sort of the charm of being a guest in someone's home, whom you've just met 2 minutes ago, but it feels very welcoming. It's a really nice experience.
Puerto Cerrado's restaurants make sense for both parties. For the owner or chef, food wastage can be practically eliminated. For the diner, they offer a chance to peer into a hidden world. A chance to step through an unmarked door and discover the taste bud tickling delights that lie beyond. For Monaco in Buenos Aires, I'm Ed Stocker.